The Fishing and Outdoor Report is brought to you by All Out Marine in Allenton, your marine experts and local carriers of Tracker, Tahoe, Nitro, Sun Tracker, and Regency Boats, a family-owned independent dealership just off of Highway 41 and D at Allenton. And by Pernod Hazy Meats of Juneau and Pernod Premium Meats of Johnson Creek. See Pernod's of Juneau for deer processing. It's time for us to kick off the Fishing and Outdoor Report by starting in our familiar territory. I'm talking about DNS Bait and Tackle in Madison. Pat Hasberg is here to talk to us about what's going on in the Madison chain. Obviously, Pat, this week it got really warm. We're talking about a substantial amount of rain probably coming in. And I got to believe that, above all, the one thing that ruins ice faster than warm temperatures has got to be rain.
Yeah, you're right. It's not looking good as far as ice conditions around town here. As of yesterday morning, there were folks still taking four-wheelers out on Mendota. I saw a few guys taking off there in the morning. But as of this morning, I drove by Warner and posted a thing on our Facebook. The conditions as far as getting on there with an ATV are not great. You could maybe put a plank down and get on with a board, you know, right, to get across some open water to the ice, but I wouldn't recommend it. I think with this rain coming in tonight, or this afternoon, tonight, and tomorrow, that's got to be it for ice fishing here in Madison.
Yeah, and you know, and there is no real predictor, but I mean, I guess we could probably say this is kind of normal, isn't it, for this time of the year? This is kind of when you start to say, it's really getting iffy out there.
I'd say so, yeah. I mean, it's pretty typical for the ice to be going out mid to late March, and, you know, by end of March for sure, we're usually looking at a lot of open water, so, and we're definitely looking forward to that. I think a lot of people are.
Yeah, I would agree with that 100%. So Pat, if we are getting to that point of the year, that tweener time where, you know, ice fishing is ending and we're going to wait for sport fishing to start up again, you, as somebody that's done a lot of fishing over your lifetime, is this the time of the year that you really start to kind of get everything ready for the spring season?
Sure, yeah. I mean, it's a great opportunity to check your gear and make sure you're ready to roll that first Saturday in May. But there's also opportunities for trout fishing is open. So if you want to get out and explore some beautiful country here in southern Wisconsin, there's a lot of great public water available,
sure,
access for trout fishing. There's steelhead that are running up the tributaries off Lake Michigan right now. So that's definitely a popular thing with folks, but and you know, pan fishing is still open,
right,
as the days get warmer here. A lot of the panfish will move into those shallow bays and shallow areas because that's the water that warms up first, and the ice is usually out of there first. So there is still some pan fishing to be had in the area, and also you can't forget about walleyes on the Wisconsin River. I know, and folks have been going up to Sauk City, the dam up there at Prairie du Sac Dam, and doing pretty well on walleyes. The Rock River, too, has started to open up, and folks are headed down there and get some walleyes. So,
Pat, I know that over the last couple of years with the pandemic, it seemed like a lot of people have been turned on to fishing, which is great news for a place like DNS Bait and Tackle. I'm guessing that coming into the springtime, it's going to be all about trying to get as much of that stuff in stock as you can, right?
That's right, and it's still a challenge. I'm sure everybody has heard about supply chain issues, and the fishing industry is not immune to any of that. So, you know, jigs in particular have been hard to come across. I've been told anything with lead in it has been hard to come by. You know, things like rods, I hear about rod manufacturers having everything but eyelets or something. You know, the little things that, you know, you can't have a fishing rod without eyelets in it. So, you know, we're working through it. Everybody's in the same boat, small shops and big box places alike. So, you know, everybody, I'd encourage to just be patient, and things are coming in and orders are being filled. It's just taking some time.
All I can say is that when you head up to DNS Bait and Tackle on the north side of Madison, the one thing that you are definitely going to get, along with all the equipment you need, is that great advice. Pat, what are the hours currently right now at DNS Bait and Tackle?
Right now, during the week, it's our off-season hours, so during the week, so we're open 8 to 6, Monday Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then 6 to 6 on Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Excellent. And what's the location again, Pat?
We're at 1411 Northport Drive here in the north side of Madison.
Excellent. Well, Pat, as always, we thanks for the update, and we will catch up with you again. Stay safe out there.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot.
All Out Marine, your experts at local carriers of Tracker, Tahoe, Nitro, Sun Tracker, Regency brand boats, and Mako Center Council boats, want you to stop in to see their impressive showroom. Order your 2022 models now, and All Out Marine will get you ready for the spring fishing season. From pleasure boats to fishing boats, All Out Marine has the boat for you. Visit them on Highways 41 and D in Allenton. All Out Marine is your family-owned, independent, authorized Tracker dealer. Well, we always know where we're going to find Pete Huff when we call. If he's not out on the water someplace, then he's probably in the woods getting ready for hunting, or he might actually be working. But now, for the most part, you're going to find him out on the water. And Pete, I understand you made your way to Wabisa today.
Yeah, I've been down here as of Monday, was still on Monona and getting perched, and then had some future trips that want to get out for bluegills. So now we're out on Wabisa, and getting some nice bluegills here. You know, there's a mix, there's small ones mixed in, but every so often you get a real nice big one, so it's been pretty decent.
Hey, Pete, the one advantage that you have over so many other anglers this time of the year is the fact that you have an airboat, which makes it so much safer for you to take people out.
Yes, exactly. And the shorelines are always the first to go, where then you'll have good ice out in the lake. Plan on going to the Mississippi River here tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday. And then I'll be in my actual boat come next week. But, it definitely opens the door for more opportunity.
Because obviously when we get warm weather, and now with rain in the forecast, that's really going to honeycomb that ice in a hurry. If you're out fishing with a guide like yourself and you've got an airboat, does it make it? I mean, obviously you still have to drill holes in the ice, but you've got that safety net that's got to make everybody feel more comfortable.
Yes, and people just enjoy taking rides in it, you know, to and from the landing and stuff, and just makes for a lot more safer situation compared to walking. And yesterday I was actually on Kiganza for a little while and saw a guy had his four-wheeler dropped in close to shore, and he had to break the ice to get to shore just to be able to get it out.
Oh, my gosh. Well, Pete, the one thing about this time of the year, and again, I would highly recommend that anybody that's going to be attempting to go out on the ice know what the heck you're doing and where you're going. And, gosh, if you got access to an airboat, that's the way to go. But I guess the one thing that we can probably say is that this late ice season usually is when you can get a lot of panfish.
Yes. Yep. Game fish is closed for the most part except for rivers. But, yes, when this new water is coming in and stuff, these fish get a little crazy and they really bite good. So if you can get out there, be safe, and definitely you'll probably do all right. And side note, the rivers have been doing pretty good up to the Pier, the Dells and Wisconsin River. The Rock River now is going good. And there's a lot of it all comes at once, so yeah, there's a lot to do right now.
Right now, typically, for the ice to go completely out on, say, Beaver Dam Lake, is that like a couple-week process? Is that a month-long process? Well, typically, what will we see?
Well, it's still holding on there pretty good on Beaver Dam. I know guys are getting crappies decently up towards the north end and stuff, and then a few more perch, but it'll be like a matter of it. Once it opens, you get a hole, and then if it's a windy day or rainy, it can take it out in a matter of 2-3 days.
Wow. Wow. So what about shore fishing? I mean, you know, obviously we've got a ways to go before we get to the sport fishing season, but people can still catch panfish from shore, right?
Yes. Yep. And as soon as it opens up, it'd be worth a try near any moving water, any creek coming in. People are going below the dam already and fishing down there. I've heard of them getting some walleyes down there. That walleye is open there year-round below the Beaver Dam River there. And, it's just a matter of where you go. Just know your regs and stuff. But, yeah, the shore fishing opportunity is definitely opened up now.
All right, Pete, so pretty soon you're going to be booking people to take them. I'm guessing you're already booking people to take them out on the river. How do people get a hold of you?
You can call me at 608-609-2707 or find me on Facebook under Pete Huff for Best Damn Bait and send me a message and I'll get you on the calendar.
And as far as the bait shop is concerned, you guys with the bait shop, you're still open 24/7, right?
Yep, 24/7, and that's at 1132 Madison Street in Beaver Dam. So stop on in any time of day and get what you need, and good luck.
Hey, Pete, before I let you go, as far as the bait shop is concerned, any concern this year with getting anything in, or does it sound like supply chains are going to start opening up a little bit?
Yeah, I've been hearing a little bit of that. Prices have gone up a little bit. I'm going to try to keep them as low as I can, which I always have. But, yes, I've been hearing about price changes and possibly a lack of some things. So just going to take each week at a time and kind of play the game, as you say.
Right. Save your jig heads, right?
Exactly.
All right, Pete.
Pour your own if you can.
Exactly. Hey, Pete, we'll catch up with you next week. You be safe out there, and we'll talk to you then.
Sounds good, Rick. Thanks a lot.
We like to wrap up our Fishing and Outdoor Report by heading up to Fishtails on Fox Lake. That's where Dave is stationed. And, Dave, we had warm weather this week. We're getting rain that's coming in for the rest of the week and into the weekend, which means that it's going to probably be putting a huge dent in the ice. Are people still getting out today on Fox Lake?
Yeah, they're out there today. They were out yesterday, quite a few guys. They're running wheelers all over still. The shorelines are getting iffy. I mean, 2 days ago, I drove my truck all the way across the lake. So,
wow.
And I had no problem at all. But the last couple of days have really done some damage to the ice.
Yeah, and I know a lot of times, you know, that ice will get honeycombed. You can't even tell that the ice is bad underneath you. So the best recommendation is be extremely cautious. If you know the lake, if you know what you're doing, if you're somebody like yourself that's out there all the time, you're probably in pretty good shape. But if a lake is brand new to you, you might really want to ask for advice.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, and that's a lot of guys come through here and ask that same question, you know, where's there good ice, where to avoid and all that. Fortunately, this year, it's the best ice we've had since I've lived here. And there's still a lot of ice. It's the shorelines that go.
Right.
And if you can get on the ice, you're usually fine, you know, and it's after tomorrow, and I don't know what we're going to get, whether it's rain or snow or both, but it'll probably be a walking thing if you want to go.
Right. Well, the one thing that will happen is once things start to open up, if people want to go out and maybe go on the shorelines for some panfish, that's something that can be pretty effective this time of year.
Yeah, it's kind of weird, though. There's a transition period from when the ice leaves to when the panfish start biting in the open water.
Okay.
There's some areas, you know, like on Beaver Dam, you know, where there's bridges and things like that where the fish funnel into the backwaters for spawning. You know, those are areas you can fish. Generally, you know, like our river in town here, too, is a spot you can try. But it's weird. Every year, as soon as the ice goes out, it's really tough.
Sure.
For a week or two, you know, before they start picking up some fish.
Yeah. And what's it been like for you guys with the shop? Have you guys been able to get in the gear that you need? I know that there's been, you know, carryover from last year, some supply chain issues.
Well, fortunately, the owner ordered plenty of product ahead of time, and we've had more people come in here looking for a certain thing from all over. They went to 20 places, and they find it here.
Right.
So we were fortunate that way this year. But we had one of our best years ever as far as, you know, sales and that kind of thing.
Sure.
That's directly related to the ice conditions, which were the best, like I say, I've ever seen.
Well, and I'll tell you what, one thing that's really happened, the one positive thing that's coming out, that came out of the 2 years of a pandemic, is it seemed like a lot of people grabbed on to getting out and doing some outdoor stuff. And one of those outdoor activities that they grabbed on to was fishing.
Yeah, you're right. Saw a lot of first-timers or, you know, rookies or
sure.
People that hadn't fished in 20 years decided to go again and got back into it.
That's fantastic. So right now, what hours are you guys open at Fishtails?
Okay, we're starting this weekend. We're going to be open at 6 every morning instead of 5 on weekends because of that daylight savings time and everything. But, 6 to 7 Monday through Saturday. And 6 till 5 on Sunday.
Excellent. And, of course, you're easy to find right downtown Fox Lake.
Oh, yeah. You can't miss us if you know where the river is.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. You stay safe out there on that ice, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Okay. Thanks, Rick.
Today. Today's Fishing and Outdoor Report was brought to you by All Out Marine in Allenton, your marine experts and local carriers of Tracker, Tahoe, Nitro, SunTracker, and Regency Boats, a family-owned independent dealership just off of 41 and D at Allenton, and by Pernod Hazy Meats of Juneau and Pernod Premium Meats of Johnson Creek. See Pernod's of Juneau for deer processing.